It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Yannick Nezet-Séguin will take over music director duties at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, while remaining music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. The 41-year-old conductor will phase in his Met duties over a 5-year period, the opera company announced Thursday. At the same time, the Philadelphia Orchestra has extended his contract with a deal keeping him in that post through 2026 at least. So he'll be doing a lot of traveling back and forth. We happen to have a short train ride between the two cities with the two greatest organizations, symphonic and operatic, in our country. He said, "I feel very lucky I can do this." Met GM Peter Gelb said the Philly Maestro was chosen by him in consultation with the Met Orchestra board and artistic staff. "He was clearly the choice of the company," Gelb said. "It seems like he's the right fit. Already, discussions are underway about the possibility of the Met and the Philly Orchestra working together. What form that would take," Nezet-Séguin said, "is very much still in the dream stage." Michael Vincent, editor at Musical Toronto, has some ideas on how to freshen up the classical concert experience. From his column last week, he writes, "The concert etiquette at classical music performances can be a stifling experience for newbies, whether it's the anxiety about when to clap or what to wear. The fact is, none of these things have anything to do with the enjoyment of the music. It's time to start to look carefully at the conventions that have formed around the concert ritual." So he picked 10 things that should change about classical music concerts, and here are a few of his suggestions. Number one, clapping between movements. He says people should be allowed to do this and not shushed. He advocates unbridled communication between the audience and the musicians on stage. Sometimes people can't help themselves, he said. Cell phones. Cell phones are here to stay, and people will always forget to turn off their phones. The simple solution, Vincent says, is to jam their signals for the length of the concert. The complicated reality is, though, that cell phone jammers are illegal in the U.S. Another is conductors walking on and off stage. He says this is a silly tradition and seems mysteriously awkward, especially for anybody new to classical music. And finally, coats with tails. Unless they're going to bring back top hats and monocles, he says let's make a new tradition and get rid of those ridiculous suits. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.